now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast. Back on V2Football.com. Back after the break, new season, new show. Same show, but...
New season, new show.
We've got so much to come as well.
Episode 51.
Episode 51.
Season 6.
You know what I mean? Entering our second full football season now, aren't
we? Yes, we are.
Mean business. And plenty of football, plenty of goals this week as well to get on with. But of course, before we start, we're still sponsored by thegreatartoffootball.com. And their handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget. Fucking boring you, am I, son? Huh? Start again. Sponsored by artoffootball.com, Al. They're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty.
First interruption of the new
of
season.
Of those split-second. Start again, Al.
Second like? Interruption.
Anyway, they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. Now, they only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt or print or whatever you order, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So get on there, artoffootball.com. Browse, fill your basket up, fill your boots, enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off. You can't go wrong. Artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter. Search for them Facebook, Instagram. They're everywhere. In the yellow pages, probably, as well. Is that still going?
Yeah, still going? I had some delivered the other day, actually.
Is that still going? And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiny, though, now. They're really thin.
Are they?
It's not as, like, big ones that used to get back in the day.
You can't stand on it to kiss the little boys.
Really thin ones, eh?
No good to anyone, are they? No good to anyone. But yes, stay tuned later when we announce the start of the competition, Al, from artoffootball.com.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Where you can win a print of your choice from their website, basically.
Print of our choice.
A print of the winner's choice, not our choice. You know what I mean?
No, it'll be our choice. Whoever wins, you got to have what we choose.
Yeah, so if you're an Arsenal fan, you'll get a Tottenham print. If you're a Liverpool fan, you get an Everton print. Things like that. And also, we got another little sneaky competition as well, Al.
Oh,
for a soccer agent game. It's called Soccer Agent.
On the iPad or iPhone. You did mention it.
Mentioned this to you before. Great game. So I'll chat you through that, and we'll get them competitions rolling out through our Twitter. Two to start the season. You don't get better than this, huh? Don't get better than this.
We've turned the corner, ladies and gentlemen. We're like professionals.
Professional.
Now.
We won't have another competition for years.
No, we usually have a competition and then we won't have one for a season.
Yeah, we don't have one for a season. No. But
used up all our resources on that one competition.
I mean, plenty happened in the football world this summer, Al, but what happened in your world, Al, while we had a little break?
Oh, nothing much, really. The big news...
Go on.
...is with you, my friend.
What's that?
And let me congratulate you, and I bet everybody else will.
What are we doing?
Congratulations on buying your first house.
Bought a house, yes.
You really went on the property ladder.
I did. Didn't fall nearly fell.
A lovely new house.
Yes, they bought a house.
And I got to say, that garden fence is beautiful. Beautiful garden fence you put up yesterday.
National fencing, put it up yesterday.
Not only we do podcasts, we can put fences up now.
Oh, we do fencing and everything. He's got an Olympics, my fencing, so if we want to do that, we'll have gold for Britain, without a doubt.
So nothing really, turned 34.
Yeah, 34.
As like you?
Yes.
My 3 months? 3 months off? 2 months?
2 months is this? About two, isn't it?
2 months back off. Two. Mine wasn't as excited as you. You had a new house, you moved in.
It's not exciting, son. It's stressful.
I know, but it's nice, you know. I did fuck all.
So was I. And like I told you...
Hey, first swear of the new season.
There we go. It's all coming back to us now. It's all coming back to us, but I suppose we better crack on with the football.
It's all coming back to me, it's coming back.
And we had Friday Night Lights. A Friday Night Under the Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
At the Emirates Stadium. Casual wear for the sports viewers. Yeah. Who was there this week? Neville? Neville Carragher, wasn't it?
Gary Carragher. He's accommodating Jim Carragher.
Yeah. Didn't like that.
Kelly Cates, formerly Kelly Dalglish.
That's right, yes. But, what a game to start the season. Arsenal 4, Leicester 3. Let's have a look at the goal scorers. Lacazette, open the scoring. First goal
on his
debut. Welbeck, Ramsey and Giroud complete for Arsenal. Okazaki and Vardy with two for Leicester. What a gamer. End-to-end.
What a
attacking
game.
Football. Dramatic comeback. Last-minute winners. You couldn't ask for a better start of the season, could you?
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't fancy it.
I didn't. I'm right.
It's going to be boring. Start of the season. And then I saw the score. I'm like, flicked over. 49th minute. Leicester just scored one. Or equalised 2-2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm like, oh, this is a bit tasty.
Tasty, son. Oh, this is tasty.
And I watched throwing another hell of a game.
That was tasty. Tasted like a bacon sandwich it was, son. Without a doubt. What a game. Giroud, of course, with the winner from the bench. Super sub. Most headed goals in the Premier League since he joined in 2012. 26 headed goals, more than any other player since he's joined the Premier League. And his 50th goal at the Emirates Stadium.
Oh, more than Les Ferdinand.
More than Les. Les hasn't played since 2012, no thanks, son.
You're talking hundreds with Les, aren't you? Talking hundreds, son.
Hundreds and thousands, son.
More than Peter Crouch.
More than Peter Crouch, son. More than Peter Crouch. But yeah, Giroud, I mean, I think...
Oh, more than Gianfranco Zola.
More than Gianfranco Zola, that's right. He didn't score many with the head, did he? But Giroud, I mean, Carragher alluded to it. I think we talked him up last season. Giroud, well...
Very important player for Arsenal.
Very important player. Scores got not that big game player, but so important to a top side in the Premier League. Not just because he comes from the bench, as you've seen. I think he's more goals from a substitute seven, is it, than any other player.
Yeah.
But even when he started, you know what I mean, he's got that threat up, you know, holds the ball up.
How many goals he scored as a substitute?
Seven in the last year or something, than any other player from the bench. Something like that. Anyway. But yeah, it's just an important player. Like you said, hopefully with Lacazette, he's going to be that little bit extra up front they want for the big games to trouble, you know, in Europe and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got that other player like Giroud who can come in and do the job and get the goals. He's going to score 15-20 goals.
Sanchez as well.
Sanchez, and of course he's
not
something
near where he's going yet, but I think he'll stay.
I think he'll stay for this season.
Yeah.
Obviously he's out of contract, so. You know, whether he's thinking, well, you know, I'll stay for this season, going to free next season. Yeah. Plenty of bunts in his pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll walk away a happy chilligan, wouldn't he? Yeah. Not many can say that.
No.
You know, so. But Leicester, unlucky, you score three goals, but come away with a loss after, you know.
You wouldn't have guessed, sir. Sunday.
Okay, no.
Day rest. I usually start winding down now for them.
Sorry there, sip of tea. But yeah, Vardy started the season with two goals.
Very strong. Leicester looked very strong, luckily.
They look strong.
Dominant team, Leicester.
They looked like how they were under Ranieri.
Yeah.
Again, good on the counter attack. Percy breaking away. Arsenal obviously had more of the ball, but when Leicester did have it, they looked dangerous. So all bodes well. But plenty of goals. That's what we want to say. We want to be entertained, do we?
Yeah.
We want to be entertained. But yeah, so great start on Friday night. We move on to Saturday morning, early kickoff. We didn't see this, Al, we missed this.
No, because what were we doing?
Double A fencing.
You should have tweeted out fencing.
You should have. Job and knock it was on a Saturday for the boys here. but it was Watford 3, Liverpool 3.
Yeah. As I've seen us in the game, I don't watch anyway because of Liverpool. But
I didn't think it was going to be a lot anyway, but
obviously I was up yours anyway.
You were?
I was up yours.
You were?
Up yours.
Up yours?
I was up yours. You wrote me in for putting the fence up, but...
I did indeed. Who was? Let's have a look at the goal scorers.
I saw the highlights
on the old Match of the Day,
Match of the Day, yeah. Watford very unlucky not to win that. Actually, I think Liverpool were lucky to get a draw. especially with the penalty, I don't think, really.
No, it was at Gomez, wasn't it? Yeah. The keeper who conceded it, really. But, yeah, Okaka, Decore, is it? How do you pronounce Decore. His name? And the British Empire, underway at Watford, with his the third goal. Mane, Firmino with a penalty, and Salah for Liverpool.
Bringing Colin with him.
He's on the way, son. He's on the way, but...
Hello, Mr. Brutus.
Plenty of goals, and I think Watford are in for an entertaining season there with Marco Silva. So you want to see plenty of goals. It wasn't really entertaining last season. Well, towards the end of last season, they obviously knew the manager was going. Not great results, not good football. Not everyone was in the right frame of mind, but they look like they've started well. I mean, they conceded three, but a lot of teams are going to concede a lot of goals this season. So to score three goals as well is very good, like you say.
And none from Troy Deeney.
None from Troy Deeney. He's been linked with leaving time and time again. But
West Brom, isn't it? West Brom.
West Brom. But Silva, it says he wants him to stay. He's our captain. We want him to stay. So it was the 100th competitive game for Klopp. So, you know, you wonder if he's going to last much longer. Did Rodgers last much longer than that? I don't think so, did he?
I don't think so. Well, is he going to last longer if Coutinho gets sold?
Well, exactly. Again, who
looks like he's going to go.
Well, and who are they going to get to replace him? You can't replace him.
What is his name?
Lanzini from West Ham.
Currently watching West Ham and Man U.
West Ham, Man U. 2-0 in the 80th minute.
Yeah, Lanzini.
But... I mean, they seem... well, they are. They're attacking heavy, Liverpool.
They probably sign Andy Carroll.
Yeah, probably. They like a lot of teams in the Premiership. They're attacking. They're top heavy. He hasn't gone out and fixed the defensive problems.
No, he hasn't, has he?
Obviously linked with this the Van Dijk, Dick's son.
Yeah.
From Southampton, whether they get him or not. Like, even the pundits were saying, is it going to make much difference if he's not going to change the way they're playing or their organisation-wise defensively. I mean, he got away with it at Dortmund because, you know, the standard of the German league, really, outside of Munich and Dortmund, there was no one there at his time, was there? So he got away with it, really. So he needs to obviously fix that defensive errors again to be anywhere near that top four.
Same old crap with Liverpool, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Defence, and they never seem to fix the defence. It doesn't matter if Klopp or Rodgers or whoever was in before Rodgers. Was before Rodgers?
Ooh, Dalglish, wasn't it?
Benitez? No.
No.
Oh, yeah, Ken Dalglish.
Dalglish after Hodgson, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Roy Hodgson, yeah.
Hodgson, Dalglish.
But then they fixed the defence.
No one's bothered. They're just not. It's not up to it at all. And like you said, now with it, they're going to have. Well, they got the Champions League qualifier this week, and whether they win it or lose it, they're going to be in Europe and the Europa League if they lose it, aren't they? Yeah. So, plenty more games for them this season. Obviously, they had the advantage of not playing in Europe last season, but they have to drastically alter their defensive situation because it's just not up to scratch at all, is it? For a team who should be up there top, or the top four at least, you know, we know they can score goals. We saw that last season. Without a doubt, they can score plenty of goals. But even when Coutinho's not there, and adding the likes of Salah, fantastic signing that is. Really think he's
got a goal, didn't he, on his debut?
He's, I mean, people say about Chelsea reject, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the same thing was said of De Bruyne. I think Salah can have the same sort of impact on the Premier League, without a doubt. Mane, obviously a big player, scored with his first shot on target. Now, he'd done exactly the same thing last season. Scored his first shot on target the season, he scored.
There we are.
Big player, though. Big player. They keep him fit. There's no Cup of Nations, of course, so they're not going to miss him this season as well.
Yeah.
But he's more than talented to score a hatful, as they say. Is it? Did Sturridge play? I didn't see.
No, he got injured again, didn't he?
He was injured again, was he?
Was he injured? He scored a goal, and then he walked off like 5 minutes later.
Pre-season.
Pre-season.
Yeah.
Oh, against Bayern Munich, right? They beat Bayern.
That's right. Yeah.
Munich 3-0.
That's right. And everyone scored, and then they're going to win the league. Then.
Yeah. And then he went off injured.
And six goals at Vicarage Road. The first five shots on target were all scored. There we are, it's a fact for you.
There we are. Fact toy.
There we are. Good gold ratio, shot the gold ratio there for you. We move on then, Al, to one of the shocks of the weekend. Stamford Bridge, Chelsea 2, Burnley 3. 3-0 at half time to Burnley. Volks with 2. Stephen Ward with the other for Burnley. After Cahill was sent off, and then second half, Cesc Fabregas sent off. And Morata.
What about them sending off? You think Cahill? Straight red?
Yeah.
I know it's the law. He showed studs.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? I think, yeah.
There wasn't any malice in it, was there?
No, but I think still, like you said, it's the letter of the law. Yes, to go, really. But still, there's no need for that. You know, they shouldn't be falling apart and going 3-0 down then at home. First time they've been 3-0 down at home in Premier League history.
Really?
Yeah. And they were pretty shocking at the start of the Premier League.
Yeah, they were. What, Ben Hoddle was in charge,
wasn't he? Who was there first? Well, he was at Swindon, wasn't he? And then he went to Chelsea in 94, was it? Or 93, whatever year it was. Anyway, showing our age now. Morata and David Luiz with the consolations for Chelsea, which, by you just read the scoreline, it does look like Burnley bowed out to a victory there. Sean Dyche was loving it at the end, you see him?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, he's bouncing fair does to him. And you would be, you know what I mean, start of the season, first game, going to Stamford Bridge, dominating the first half, obviously against 10 men, but 3-2 coming away with a win. Can't fault that, can you?
But that's the thing, they still conceded 2 goals.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
Against nine men at the end. And they had a chance as well in the end. Chelsea, I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, right at the end, wasn't it? Equaliser.
I can't remember. But you wonder now if this is Sam Vaux's time. I've always rated him. He's a very good championship scorer. He hasn't produced really in the Premiership for Burnley in the first spell. Didn't do too well last season until the last, say, 6 or 7 games. But he started this season with a couple of goals. Now Andre Gray's gone, of course, to Watford.
Yeah, Anderson.
You think now Sam Vaux, it's his time now to step up.
He bagged 2 yesterday, didn't
he? Bagged 2 yesterday, at Stamford Bridge. You hope now, because he's decent. I think he's better than a lot of people think. So I think nice to see him get his chance now every game. Although Burnley have been linked now with other strikers. I can't remember the name of it now. There was a little talk of Danny Ings going back there. Obviously, you know, he's still injured at the moment. But if they want to maybe get him on loan.
Liverpool.
He's been injured since he went there, hasn't he? He just hasn't. Unlucky for him, because he's a top talent, he is. Would have liked to sit him. And still fairly young as well. I don't know what he is, 26, 27? Who are we on here? Martial?
Martial
slots it home. Yeah, 3-0 to Manchester United as we're watching it. We'll get on to that later. But there we are. Obviously linked with Tottenham yesterday, did you see?
Yes.
Bid rejected from him.
And I think he's been linked with a couple of Italian clubs as well, hasn't he?
That's right, AC Milan, notably, spending billions and millions, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, but nice to see him, you know what I mean? He's another one of those, exactly the same as Rashford. I mean, Jose knows his onions, son, Jose.
Yeah, he does, he knows his springs.
So obviously he's bought
He him. Knows his reds from his whites, his springs.
That's right.
From his Shylocks.
Yes. So, obviously he's got Lukaku up there and he's got Rashford out wide. Instead of last season he had Martial out wide.
Yeah.
And obviously he's sticking with it now that Martial from the bench comes on and out wide. You want to see these players, like you said, Rashford, and we said it all last season. You want to see him through the middle, up the top, you know.
I've got to say, I'm quite chuffed that I replaced Joe Hart in my dream team.
They'll do well. They'll have a good season, West Ham.
West Ham will have a good season.
Done very well in the transfers, I think. Experience, Premier League experience.
Fernandes.
Yeah, it's going to add a lot of strength to their squad. But Man United this season, we'll get on to that later. But we'll talk about that later. Anyway, where were we? Talk about Chelsea. Champions out the door. Conte soon to be out the door, surely.
Yeah.
All the grumbles and rambles.
All off-season, isn't it?
Yep. All about how he's treated Costa as well. It's all sort of turning round on him.
Yeah.
It was all, you know, come January, the last half of the season, it was all Costa's the troublemaker.
Yeah.
He wants out. He keeps saying he wants out. He wants more money. Now we're sort of turning around and saying, well, Conte, why is he treating him like that now?
Conte's coming off as well, saying he's not having enough money to buy the players he wants. He's missing out on players. Hasn't got a big enough squad.
Exactly. So he's coming back to... he's looking bad on him now.
We're on eggshells at Chelsea at the moment.
Exactly. And as was it yesterday, I think we talked about, was it Wenger? Arsene Wenger came out and said, well, you haven't got enough players. You've got 30 players out on loan.
Yeah.
Bring some back and give them experience, which other teams have. We'll get on to that later.
Pogba!
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Number four. West Ham falling to pieces here, ladies and gentlemen.
He's in your dream team, isn't he?
Yes, Pogba. Boom!
Boom!
Player of the season this year, I'm telling you now.
I was really close in putting Pogba in my team.
We'll get onto that later, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, enough of Conte and his moaning. We've had enough of him now. He's much better. When he's, you know, jumping about on the sidelines, you know what I mean?
Running his fingers through his fake hair.
Fake, is it not?
Yeah. You look at Antonio Conte when he played for Juventus.
Tony Conte.
Alright. The man was finning. His hair was anorexic. Alright. And all of a sudden, he's got this full body of hair.
Hey, you know what I mean? This is the man, you know, I need some tips from this man. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to see my Panini sticker 2 years ago, son. Jesus. You know what I mean? But it's coming back slowly.
Well, yeah, it's coming back, isn't it? Yeah.
But anyway,
of course it is.
We'll move on to another shock, really. Down at Selhurst Park, the ball wars because 3-0 to Huddersfield. Against Crystal Palace, Joe Ward with an old goal, and Mooney, Mwani? How do you say this?
Stephen Mwani.
Stephen Mwani, from Ligue 1, where did he come from?
Oh!
Another one, he's another one who's good, scored...
Huddersfield record signing, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Another one like Giroud, very good with his head, scored the most headed goals in Ligue 1 last year, I believe. Got another one yesterday. Huddersfield 3-0, so obviously they were, until Manchester United's result today, they were top of the league. They were top of the league for the first time since 1970, Huddersfield were, for a few hours. For a few hours they lived the dream. But absolutely cracking start, first Premier League game. 3-0 winners, away from home as well, against what you would have thought would be a tough game.
Yeah, I was expecting Palace to come up really strong, Frank Ball. Was he won 4 or 5 leagues when he was at Ajax?
Yeah.
You know, he was a very good manager. I know he had a bit of a bad spell that 80 odd days.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they were in all sorts of in a mess when they at Inter.
But yeah, surprised they lost that match.
Very surprised. At home as well. And he's made some decent signings, I think, Frank De Boer. Obviously, he's coming late, so he doesn't know his full, his best 11, maybe. He's still getting to know the players. They're still getting to know him. So that might take a while for them to settle down. But they got, what's his name? Fosu Mensah, is it, for Manchester United?
Yes. You put a hell of an attack in yesterday.
He's going to be a talent.
Yeah.
Who's the Chelsea boy they got on loan? Loftus-Cheek as well.
Loftus-Cheek, yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's funny, there's a funny name, Loftus-Cheek.
Obviously, attacking midfielder, so...
Whose cheek's that? That's Loftus-Cheek.
So, just a strange result. I mean, obviously, you expect these teams who are promoted to come out on a high. They always have some good results at the start of the season, in the first few weeks. They come out and surprise you a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is very surprising. Against the Palace side, who were so well organised under Big Sam last season. You thought even if they're not accustomed to De Boer's ways, they'd still have a bit of Big Sam in them. Who doesn't nowadays? He gets about, doesn't he?
Does,
But, you know, they still have that defensive organisation within the team, but it just fell apart for them, basically. But yeah, Cracking start for Dave Agner.
Former X Factor contestant.
That's right, former X Factor contestant. Obviously, if you're wondering, you think, oh, he looks different. Well, he's had his hair cut.
Yeah,
he obviously needs glasses now.
He dyed his hair.
And he never wore a tracksuit on
X Factor.
On the X Factor.
But if you look closely yesterday, you would see him playing his bongos.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so cracking. Well done to Huddersfield. Fantastic.
Cracking result.
Cracking result. Fantastic return to the top flight. And it's great to see a team like them in the Premier League. Move on to one more game before half-time. It's Everton 1, Stoke City 0. There's only one person going to score for Everton, wasn't there? Wayne Rooney. He's the next Ross Barkley, he is, I'm telling you, without a doubt.
His 199th Premier League goal.
That's right, involved in 300 Premier League goals in all. Only Alan Shearer is involved in more.
Yeah, he's like 61 behind Alan Shearer,
so,
haven't he?
199 goals, 101 assists, or whatever it is. Obviously, to add up to 300. Yeah, right there now. I got that right there, sir. But yeah, cracking start. Pickford really saved at the end there.
A couple of saves from Jordan Pickford.
Looking like a good prospect. Obviously, we know he is 30 million. But producing the goods when he had to. Solid defensive display from Everton. And obviously got their goal in injury time in first half, I think it was. But yeah, it's just... And it's Everton's first home win of this season. That is as well. There's a fact for you there, son.
This year, me.
Of this season. But yeah, but the way they played, the way they set up now, Koeman, he's spent plenty of money, hasn't he?
Yeah, obviously,
they got the 90 million or whatever it is from Lukaku. So I think he's about even, really. Spent a little bit more, maybe.
Gylfi Sigurdsson.
They won
more or less
50 million.
On his way there. He probably will at the end of this week.
He's now. Yeah, he's going to be a good signing for them. He's going to be a good signing for them. It's just where he fits in. Where, you know, you got Rooney. I mean, he had Rooney and Martinez. Is it Martinez?
Sandro.
Up front?
Sandro.
Sandro, is it? Up front. What's his full name? Sandro?
Ramirez,
that's it. Martinez. Yeah, so he started with the two of them. I mean, Rooney obviously dropped deeper and what have you. But then you just wonder where Gylfi could come in and fit in. I know they got the Europa League, Everton.
Qualifies, isn't it?
So obviously there's going to be more games for them, so they need a bigger squad. But obviously,
because they won 2-0 on aggregate.
That's right. Yes, that's right. So they've been playing again this week, I think, haven't they? But yeah, you got they get in Michael Keane, obviously.
My name is Michael Keane.
Who else did buy?
Michael Keane, Rooney,
Pickford, obviously.
Sandro Ramirez
they've backed him. The board have backed him. He's put his stamp on his side now, and this is Koeman's team now. We're going to see a similar side to when he was at Southampton. Very good defensively. Plenty of clean sheets. So if anyone out there get Pickford, get some Everton defenders in his dream team, lads, because they're going to have a few clean sheets this season. One of a few Premier League teams who are going to consistently have clean sheets, I think. And they're going to score goals. And obviously they say if Gylfi comes in, that's going to be the trigger for them to accept a bid from Tottenham, it's looking like.
For Ross Barkley.
Yeah. So, it's one of them. It's same as, obviously in the world football we saw Neymar move in. He sort of kick-started a movement there with Neymar going, Coutinho going to there then maybe. Someone else coming in to Liverpool then maybe, Lanzini, have West Ham, It's the same thing then with Gylfi Sigurdsson. If he goes to Everton then, will Barkley leave Everton? And then, obviously, we were talking yesterday that Swansea, really, and Clement, Paul Clement, the Frenchman. He's come out a few times and said, well, if he goes, we're set up, we know our targets, we can go and get them. So they're waiting for money from Gylfi before they can go and complete anything. So I think the last week, especially if the transfer window is going to be very hectic.
Jim White is going to be off the
fucking chain. He's going to have a yellow tie and a red face, old Jim White. Don't worry about that, son. But yeah, it's all going to kick. You know, I think last year was a pretty quiet end of the transfer window, wasn't it?
Everyone, money this season, obviously, with Neymar.
I think, yeah, exactly. Nicholas, absolutely shocking, shocking transfer fees, that is. Don't get me started on Bacon and Mbappe, son. Because
Bacon and Mbappe?
Bacon and Mbappe, son. Because they're talking that's going to be close to 200 million in the
end. Yeah, 150 million Paris Saint-Germain, isn't it?
He's had one seat. I don't understand it at all. He's a good player, great prospect.
Paris Saint-Germain again.
But I just can't understand how he can be worth that money.
It'll be like, there will be 350 million on two players.
Yeah.
And they have to somewhere else.
And they still have more players.
Yeah, they're back as well from Atletico Madrid.
Oh, they keep that, And they've still spent on other areas of the squad as well. Mm. Brought in Dani Alves, of course, obviously on a free, but still enough wages. Other players as well.
They won that Champions League, didn't they?
Oh, well.
They ain't going to get it.
No. I mean, and I know we're going off subject a bit with the Premier League, but Neymar, I mean, come on now. Don't piss and moan saying, no, I'm not going for the money. You're going for the money. You're going for half a million a week. You're not going there to win a Ballon d'Or. No one is going to go there. No, you're not going to win it in France. Simple as that. The league's not good enough for you to win it.
Well, if he's not going up there, fucking Favre is for the money.
I mean, I'm sorry. Even if they win the Champions League, I don't think he'll win it. I don't think he'll win the Ballon d'Or.
I don't know.
If he wins Champions League, is it World Cup next year?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If he wins that and the World Cup, if he wins that in the same year, he's got a chance then.
Yeah.
But. Other than that, no, you're not going there to win, Ballon d'Or. If you can't win it in that Barcelona side, you're not going to win it.
Has any player won it playing in France?
Not for years and years, is it? Not for...
Michel Platini, probably, maybe?
I'm trying to think back now.
Jean-Pierre Papin!
Yeah, maybe early 90s, isn't it?
Yeah.
But not for years and years. It's just not good enough, man. You know what I mean? It's the equivalent of the Scottish League, but with fucking billions of money.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, you're right there.
It's, it's the Waitrose of the Scottish Premiership.
With good players and good managers. Like Ranieri's at.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
That's right. Oh, don't call him names, for fuck's sake. A nice guy.
He's a nonce, isn't he, or Ranieri?
I don't know. There's one out there anyway. He's a fucking Nazi, son.
Is that?
I don't know, he's a right Nancy. He's a ninth Nancy.
You thought you said Nazi.
Not Nazi, sir.
It's like, that doesn't make sense, what's he saying?
No, he's an Nancy, sir.
Nancy.
He's a Nancy, which is nice.
Mario Balotelli, isn't he? Oh, no, he's a nonce as well.
No, he's nice, he is.
Nice, that's it,
He's nice, he is. I prefer Rich T myself, sir. But anyway, Al, that is, unbelievably, half time on the Premier League review. Oh, we've missed the half time kazoo. Give us a tune. Give us a tune, Al. Go on, son. I'll put you on the spot.
We're on performance here.
Come on, Al. No. I'll chuck you this ball.
No.
No. It is. It's that classic from Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is classic.
I should have got the clue.
That's a tune and a half, that is.
When you stripped off, I should have got the clue there, sir.
You should have. I'll get off this ball now.
But yes, that is half time. So we'll do some plugs. Why not?
Some plugs, and I'll check if I'm winning on eBay.
What are you bidding for?
South African rugby shirt.
Oh, well. Let's have a look, Al. What are you bidding for? How long left, son? Because this is more exciting than the plugs, let's be honest.
45 minutes left, son.
Whoa.
I'm currently the highest bidder. It's £9.60.
Oof.
I will not reveal my highest bid.
Your highest bid.
But,
are we on free postage, son? You on free postage?
No.
No. Oh.
But I've
you
made...
You've got to take that into account then, sir.
I have made...
Go on.
I have taken it into account, son. I have taken it into account.
Ah, then I know your highest bid then.
What?
Huh? £3.90, I'm going to go £16.10.
Yeah. It's not hard, is it? But over the past couple of weeks, I have made a whopping £165. I'm selling five items.
Well.
All signed photos of me.
Yes, they're hard to come by, Alan. Hard to come by. Easy to come on, mate.
Yeah, well, they're laminated.
But yes, we are, of course, the Premier League review show on V2Football.com.
V2.
So, yeah, get on that website, check it out, all the articles, opinions, all things football, and also the other podcasts available. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got the 72 show, all things Football League, started again last week, their first episode. Great episode, check that out. On also V2 Football Podcast, the original podcast on the website. All things world football news and opinions from the week, usually on a Thursday. Was just ended then over the summer. They ran the V2 Academy series, all things youth football, with some great interviews from various coaches and personnel involved with the youth game up and down the country, which was, I think that was available on YouTube as well, so check that out. Also, they have launched a couple, still in its infancy, two or three episodes they've had so far of the wrestling podcast, Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
So check that out as well. All great listens. And of course, you've got us as well. You know what I mean? You can't ask for more. That's five. Five great podcasts. All on one website, ladies and gentlemen.
You only have to listen 2 hours.
Yes. Might as well. If you tune in now, we might as well carry on now. You know what I mean? We've got to half time, haven't we? We've done it together, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, we said before, we are sponsored by artoffootball.com. And if I can get through this without Alex interrupting me, artoffootball.com, their heart. Put the kazoo down, Al.
Didn't say anything.
Their handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split second moments. The moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupt from that one magical kick of a football. Now, they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirts, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And get on their artoffootball.com, fill your basket, enter the promo code Ash and Al for 10% off. Or get on Twitter at artoffootball, on Facebook and on Instagram. What's the matter?
Did I say anything? You interrupting yourself?
I know, don't rustle my paper. People think I'm reading this out now. Fuck's sake, man. Making me look unprofessional, eh? But yes, and obviously we said we're going to be launching a competition where one lucky winner can get the print of their choice from artoffootball.com. So check out our Twitter, at Ash and Al Podcast, and we'll have a tweet on there for you to retweet and follow for you to enter the competition. Yeah, so get on that fantastic competition to launch a new series of Ash and Al, and another brand new competition we will announce at the end of the show, I think, Al.
Yeah.
Keep them, tease them, Al. Tickle them, innit?
Yeah, tickle the balls, just work the shaft.
Stop. When you see the hips going, stop. Pull back a little bit.
You ready to crack on?
Right, yes. So, should we do the review? Should we do the review? Because still to come, we've got a brand new segment involving our old mate, Roy.
Yes.
Fantastic. Looking forward to this, ladies and gentlemen. Just getting personal with Roy a bit more. We've still got, of course, the brand new Les Dawson BMAC quiz. And, of course, our predictions for the season.
Yes, we'll guess this week.
No guesses, we can no do guesses. Our predictions.
Well, we've got a brand new guest next week.
Brand new guest next week.
All the way from Scotland.
That's right, all the way from Scotland. He wasn't free this week, he was attending Old Trafford this week.
Yes, he was.
But he's free next week. He's free next week. So look forward to that. Going to be a great guest, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll do the second half of the review first before the fun and games, should we, Al?
Yeah, of course we always do.
Yeah. I can't remember, Al. It's been 2 months, Sam.
We always get the serious stuff out of the way.
So, yeah. So let's blow
that's
the
why the reason we do that is to keep them listening. Because we...
Like we said, tickle them in it, Sam.
Tickle them.
Turn the taps on. See if it's hot, don't it?
If we've done all the funny stuff first, it's like... Well, coming in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. You've shot your load there.
You've shot your load too quick.
Keep them going, innit? Keep them going. Right, go on. Blow the kazoo. Kick us off. Oh, let's kick off a setting off the review with a barnstormer down at St Mary's. 0-0.
Oh. Well done for ruining a good weekend.
For ruining football.
Yeah.
The pair of you. But yeah, was it Pellegrini or Pellegrino?
Pellegrino, isn't it?
Pellegrino.
Mauricio Pellegrino.
Hey, Pellegrino! Yeah. At the first game of Southampton, poor draw. Swansea away, good point, you'd say, really, maybe. I think you'll see Swansea have a few more clean sheets this year. I think Paul Clement, the Frenchman.
Yeah, Le Clement.
He'll have their defence a bit more organised this season. Yeah. Clement and Swansea. In the liberty, eh?
Oh, you know, he's a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, pocky, pickle the pocky.
He's obviously, I don't know if you've seen him on the telly. He's been in London too long because he's lost his accent completely.
He has, yeah.
Really?
Sounds like John Ragnarzola now.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Cockney,
doesn't he? He does. He does indeed. Who's the other one? Jan Mulby.
Jan Mulby.
Steven Scouts. I tell you,
yeah, you know, it's just fun here in Liverpool, you know, it's great, and then you go back to the Dutch accent, not Dutch, the Dane accent, which I do in the Dutch. You've got a nice lot of hot caps, you know, and it's good.
Who else is it? Yapstan went a bit mank, yeah. I think.
Yeah, don't any.
That's why Fergie kicked him out. He was down there. The Hacienda every weekend, when he
living it up
with his whistle and glow sticks.
Whoa, whoa!
Oh, he's out with bears every week. Fucking ruined him. But yeah, ball draw.
I'm living it large.
Ball draw at St Mary. So we move on.
Skip over it.
To always entertaining down at the Hawthorns. West Bromwich Albion, Wankers, Bastards and Arsenal's 1. Bournemouth 0. Higazi with a winner. It's just one of them games. I mean, Bournemouth spent some money.
Jermaine Defoe.
Jermaine Defoe! Willem's son.
Nathan Aki.
Esmond
Begovic.
Who's the other one big they spent on? Ah, gone. He's gone. I've completely forgotten. Should write these things down.
Gabriel Batistuta?
That's it. Batty go. Batty go.
Batty go!
Who?
Huh?
Who? Buddy go!
Gabriel
Batistuta, anyway, new signing down at Bournemouth. But yeah, Bournemouth, I mean, he's spent money. This is going to be a big test for Eddie Howe this season, I think. He has to produce the goods. I mean,
Eddie Howe?
Eddie Howe? Eddie Howe, motherfucker! Eddie Howe, what, when, motherfucker? But yeah, spent big money. I mean, eighth, ninth last season. Fantastic finish. But still, it was so close. Between that and towards the bottom, that, I mean, they could have easily, you know...
They got rid of Wilshire, which is a good business.
Great business, getting rid of Wilshire. Didn't have to pay him off or anything.
No.
So, you know what I mean? Didn't have to pay his insurance or hospital fees or nothing.
Yep.
So, happy days for them.
Give him a pack of fags and send him back.
But, massive test for them, as you say, with their signing, spending a lot of money. So as you said, they got to be in and around that mid-table top 10 finish. West Brom, bit of a contrast. I think they only brought in one player, Jay Rodriguez, haven't they?
No, they've got more, haven't they?
No, he hasn't had a lot of money to spend at all. Tony Pulis. He's had to spend it all on compensation to Crystal Palace, I think.
Yeah.
But no, obviously West Brom is just. It's one of the things, while he's there, same as Stoke while he was there, they're not going to go down.
No.
They'll pick up points, they'll pick up wins. Nothing exciting, nothing to write home about. But nothing really to talk about in the Arsenal Premier League quiz podcast. So we'll move on, I think. Move on to the evening kickoff on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Brighton and Hove Albion. Bit unfair. Two teams playing against Manchester City. 2-0 winners, Manchester City. Aguero! And Lewis Dunk with the own goal. On his debit as well, I think, wasn't it? Was it on his debit?
Who's done?
Well, Premier League debut.
Yeah, Premier League debut. Been a fucking Brighton for years.
Yeah, Premier League debut. All right, sir. All right. Aguero is a good fact. Al Aguero has now scored against 30 of the 31 different Premier League teams he's faced.
That's
not bad, is it?
Yeah, I can go to bed happy man tonight.
Happy man tonight. I can't, Al, because for 3 years now I've had Aguero on my dream team. I told you this, Al. And it just didn't. It just didn't look like Pep fancies him as his first choice. So obviously I put Jesus in. You can't go wrong with Jesus, son. He's a miracle worker. Yes. We all know that. We've all read the books. We've all heard the stories.
We've all seen the films. We've all had the cards at Easter.
Yes. Yeah. So you always think, and then what does he do? He plays them both, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, Pep, he's done his both there. Oh, Pep, fair does to him. But Brighton, Chris Houghton, whatever you want to say.
Chris, don't call him Daley Thompson.
No,
what happened to him? He's Daley Thompson.
I know, see him on a box last night.
Brighton got Daley Thompson on the manager, no.
Oh, but fantastic achievement for them to go up, obviously, last season.
Yeah.
They've spent a bit of money this season. Maybe it's backed him a bit, cost, maybe not spent too much money, but got plenty of signings in.
They transferred record like three times this
season. Yeah, got themselves, compared to other clubs, it's not plenty of money, but got
no one got really well known.
No. But then, I mean, he didn't do. He done a similar thing at Newcastle, really.
Yeah.
And got some good players in, who no one really knew. I mean, if Danny Rose was there, he'd be furious because he'd have to Google all these fuckers. He wouldn't have a clue, son. He'd be furious, son. Don't worry about that. but yeah, I mean, Man City just a bit too strong for them. I mean, I think they were caught out a couple of times. Obviously, with you've got Kyle Walker. And who was it? Danilo was it on the left back? Danilo, I can't. Something like that.
Danilo, isn't
it? Yeah. So obviously, this is their style now. The fullbacks bombing on, which is Pep is what he wanted. They did get caught a couple of times. You think with Brighton? I mean, they got the players are technically sound players. They just you just look at them and just think they were just a yard, 2 yards short of real pace to cause Man City problems. That was the problem, I think there.
I think the goalkeeper's around Edison.
Edison, who looked a bit dodgy on the crosses,
very dodgy.
You think they've just spent another 35, 40 million on another shit keeper. When they had a look, I'm a fan of Joe Hart, I know he's no world beater, but Edison may turn out to be a world beater, you don't know. But on first showing, I mean, Joe Hart is better than him and fucking Claudio Bravo, you know, let's be honest.
Fuck yeah.
You had him there, you know what I mean?
And you get rid of a fucking class keeper like Willy Carriero.
Exactly. Chelsea, obviously.
Chelsea by now, isn't he?
So, yeah. But Pep, I mean, they looked strong when they had the ball, controlled the ball well, created a good few chances, it's just unlucky. A
couple of disallowed goals.
I mean, there was a couple of... A few of their chances came about by, you know, someone passed it, it was deflected, and then it just came into the City players' path. You know, it was a couple of those, but they should have finished them. The quality of Man City's attack, they should have finished them, and they should have won by four, maybe five. But fair play to Brighton, you know, keeping it a 2-0. Like I said, I think they're just that little bit short of pace to trouble. So any other team around with that bit of pace up front... will trouble Man City, I think, with their full-backs bombing on.
Yes.
Stones still inexperienced. Great to have company alongside him.
He's always nice to have company.
Always nice to have company, so, yeah, but they're looking strong. They're looking strong at the first game of the season. And that was Saturday's game. We'll move on to Sunday, Super Sunday. Up the Geordie Town, 2 Army, Newcastle 0. Spurs, 2. Tottenham Spurs, 2. Dele Alli. And Ben Davis with the goals for Spurs. John Joe Shelby sent off. Dirty bastard. Absolutely filth. He does it time and time again, Al. You said it to me, Al. You texted me and said, dirty bastard.
Scum, I called them. Scum.
You did, Al. You did. And it's just, like I said.
Never liked him. Never, ever liked him.
Never liked him. He's a League One player at best.
Yeah.
He's a liability.
And he's the fucking captain.
He's the captain. I think it's the first Newcastle player to be sent off on the opening day since Shearer back in 2000 or 2001, something. Just an absolute liability. He's a captain. You rely on him, and he does something absolutely childish, right, and in front of stupid like that. And then he holds his head to his hands to his head as if, what have I done?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you've done, you fucking bald prick. Just cost your fucking team the game.
Stupid bald,
you know what
twat.
I mean? You're not being funny. They were playing against, Newcastle were playing against 10 men for most of the game.
Yeah.
With Sissoko on the pitch for Spurs. So, you know, he's evening it up there, isn't he, for them. And then obviously Pochettino's clocked onto this. He's like, I'll get Sissoko off. We're back to 11 men here.
11 men.
And they've got the advantage. Absolutely. I mean, like you said, I mean, Shelby, he's nothing. He's absolute. At Liverpool, he was terrible. He thinks in his head, he thinks it's Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because he had a couple of them wonderful goals, didn't he?
Oh.
The ones with the wind tuck it.
Well, exactly. I mean, he can, don't get me wrong, he can pick a pass out, but it's rare. I mean, you see, you watch him on the highlights, he looks a tremendous player. But you watch him in a full game, and you'll see, out of five long balls he tries, only two of them come off. And then he's shooting, he gets it within 30 yards, he'll just shoot. And it goes fucking nowhere. Iron wide into the stand. He'd done it for fucking three seasons at Swansea or whatever it is. Absolutely, you know what I mean? Get his head down, because he could have been, you know, he looked a great talent at Charlton. And he's just, I don't know whether it's gone to his head, and he just thinks he's so much better than he is, and he's not working hard enough. And he's just fucking petulant child, I think.
I think you were spot on.
Yeah.
Lesson.
Yeah, I think League One player at best, and that's lucky with his fucking, with his temperament and attitude.
I would find him if I was.
Well, he should. I mean, come on now. He's
stripping with the captaincy and tell, you know.
He's costing,
you know,
the game there.
Fucking, he did.
He's single-handedly costing
the game.
Because
Newcastle were holding their own, to be
They
honest.
Were holding their own. Don't get me wrong, I mean, their game plan seemed to be just to kick lamps out of fucking Dele Alli.
Yeah.
That was their game plan, and they were fucking sticking in tackles everywhere in Newcastle. Which, you know, I mean, obviously, Rafa's, he said about the lack of funds. I mean, my gosh, he said, I just haven't got the money to give to him compared to Man City and the other clubs, you know what I mean? Which is fair enough. And it
you
come
can
out.
Buy the players if only the clubs accept sportsdirect.com shares.
Yeah. But, I mean, Rafa Benitez, he's a better manager than that to send out a team just to, you know, kick the other opposition, basically.
Surprised they had Rob Elliott in goal as well. They've got Martin Sells.
Martin Sells,
he's gone to Adelect on loan.
Has he gone on loan? Yeah. Is Krull, did they sell Krull now, or is he back then?
I think he's on loan as well. Somewhere.
Still on loan again, is he? Well, like you said, very strange and rope. He made a couple of good saves as well.
Yeah, so but, they had stronger keepers.
Exactly, and like I said, all down to Shelby, that result, without a doubt. Ericsson with two assists in the game. More assists in the last year than any other player in the Premiership. Like we've said time and time again, he's a tremendous player. We said, you know, he'd walk into any team in the world, Real Madrid, Barcelona, and not look out of place without a doubt.
Man United, Liverpool is another one look after. If they sell Coutinho to Barcelona, that's the player they want.
Well, and then, you know, you'd look at it and say, well, why go to Liverpool when it's Spurs? But it's money. These players, they want, you know, Danny Rose, you know, you can slag him off here and there, but they look at other players getting this money and think, well, I'm better than him, or, you know, I'm playing for a better team, I play more, you know, I'm recognised as a better player internationally, why aren't I on the same money, if not more than this player? And Ericsson, like you said, with Spurs' strict wage structure, it's great from Levy that he doesn't stick up with nonsense, and he, you know, they are, you know, one of the best run clubs out there, without a doubt.
Yeah, of course they are.
And they watch the books, but sooner or later, they're not that team who are chasing the top four now. They are a top four team. They have been for the last 2 years. Sooner or later, they have to put up or shut up and spend the money to keep these top players.
Yeah.
Because one by one, they'll all go. Walker, not a great loss. 50 million, great business.
Replaced him with Walker.
With Kyle Walker.
Kyle Walker Peters.
Kyle Walker Peters. And that's. That is fantastic. I mean, we're alluding to whatever we were talking about earlier, who losing players and buying in players like that. But, you know, when you got Spurs and Poch, and he's taking the 50 million for Walker. He had Trippier was already there, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously injured at the moment, but he's every bit as good as Walker, if you ask me. If not, if not better defensively. So for them to get 50 million for Kyle Walker.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, and that's before all this crazy money kicked off, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, isn't it?
So that's fantastic business for him, and it's great to see him not panic when Trippier gets injured and go out and buy another, you know, 25, 26 year old or an experienced right back to come in and cover. He's given these youngsters a chance, as he has for the last two, three seasons at Spurs. You know, this is what you want from, you know, this is what you want. If that's your team, you'd be so chuffed to be having this youth policy and for a manager to give them players a chance. Because you're just never going to know. If they're never given a chance, you're never going to know if they're going to be good enough.
Could we possibly be looking at the next Man United, like what they did with the youth team?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Class of 92.
Class of 92, yeah.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I mean, you wonder if they could get, well, they have six, seven all come through together. But he seems to be just tricked them through, you know, one after the other, 1 or 2 each season, come into the squad and just don't look out of place. I mean, he brought in Harry Winks. Yes, he does, son.
He does.
Last season, you know, bits and starts and done bits well on the bench, season. Done well. You expect him now to be, you know, not in the first team, but on that bench every week.
Yeah.
And then obviously Champions League, extra games, he's going to be playing a lot more games. So he's come in now. So you've got Kyle Walker, Peters now, obviously coming in. He's going to be the backup on the right, you know, to the right back. So it's just a great conveyor belt at the moment at Spurs, but sooner or later they got to give these top players like Ali, like Kane, like Eriksen, Dembele,
Lloris,
Eric Dier. They're going to have to give them top money for them to stay.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. But let's move on to the last game of Super Sunday.
The one we were watching.
As we were saying, we were watching it as we were speaking. It was Manchester United 4, West Ham 0. Manchester United top of the table. Lukaku with 2. Pogba with 1. And Martial with the other. 4-0 to Manchester United, who, biggest scoreline of the weekend, and you think the most comfortable as well.
Yes.
Playing-wise. They look so much more calmer on the ball than last year, at home as well. I mean, everyone knows last two seasons or three seasons with Man United, no one's scared of going to Old Trafford anymore. But they just look so calm under pressure today, pinging the ball about for fun, creating chances, and more importantly, improving on last year because they're putting them chances away now. I know it's the first game of the season, but you expect that with a strike of Lukaku's ability now. Pogba freed up more with, obviously, brought in Matic. Pogba's freed up a little bit to get forward a bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's still got, bringing Mkhitaryan in.
Mkhitaryan.
You know, he's still playing as the attacking midfielder rather than Pogba. But they can mix, you know, almost like you had with England when they said Lampard and Gerrard couldn't play together. It was like, well, one has to sit back, one goes forward. And then the next time, well, if the other one's going forward, you've got to sit back.
Yeah.
So it could be a bit of that. When if Pogba's forward, Mkhitaryan just slips in behind him. But all in all, Man United and Man City look maybe the strongest. I think Man City got caught out a little bit more than Man United because of their fullbacks. But Man United, I mean, you can see Jose's work effort coming in with Rashford, for instance. You know, tracking back all the way back. You know what I mean?
Strong looking team.
Yeah, strong. I mean, a lot of these
very
teams.
Strong.
A lot of the teams are playing these three at the back and the wing backs. Like you had, for example, Moses last season with Chelsea.
Yeah.
The Ox this season with Arsenal, who looks like he could be in for a good season if he stays.
Yeah.
As a wing back, attacking wing back. But Man United, I mean, you had Rashford up there, who's, you know, effectively a wide striker. You know what I mean? But he's still running all the way back. You know, behind his behind his left back or right back, and defending with him. You know what I mean. So it's great to see, and yeah, it's going to be a great season for Man United. I think the way it's looking. West Ham, as we said before, the experience they brought in: Zabaleta, Joe Hart, Hernandez, Chicharito.
Chicharito, tell me what's wrong.
So great Premier League experience. They're going to be in for a top half finish, I think, for West Ham. If not pushing for that European place, they should be.
I think they're right. I think they'll be fine. I know they lost 4-0 today, but
yeah, a lot of teams are going to go down heavy to Man United this season. I really believe that, especially at Old Trafford. It's going to be a fortress again, Jose in his second season. Is he wins things? He wins league titles in his second seasons at most places.
How many trophies did he win last season? where they want.
Well, you can count the Community Shield as three, innit? It's three. League Cup and
Europa League,
innit?
So, yeah, I think it's going to be a fortress. It's going to be Jose's season. But West Ham will be fine. I mean, they'll plenty of experience in their team.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of players were injured as well.
Yeah, a lot of players
Cresswell,
injured.
I think, he was there, but he was more fully fit.
So, yeah, once all these players are settled down, I think easily top half finish for West Ham with the players they got and brought in compared to other teams. So it's all looking good for them. And that now is full time on the Premier League review, Sam.
Lovely.
He's broken a kazoo. Blowing the broken kazoo even for full time on the Premier League review. Still to come. Ladies and gentlemen, let me have a sip of tea here. It's cold now. Still to come, we got What's War You Washing Up?
Yep.
Brand new segment, ladies and gentlemen.
Predictions, there's Dawson's BMAC quiz.
And then we will, of course, announce that other competition as well as our Art of Football competition. Like I said, if you check out our Twitter at our Ash and Al podcast, there'll be a tweet on there to retweet and follow us if you don't already follow us. And you'll be entered into that. But we've got another one to announce later on. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, brand new segment, ladies and gentlemen. We are following on from the success of last season when everyone wanted to know, where's Roy now?
Where's Roy?
Because, of course, ever since he left England, Roy Hodgson, everyone wanted to know, what's that? Is he all right? Where is he? Well, we found out where he is each and every week. But this year, ladies and gentlemen, this season, until Roy gets a job anyway, at least, we're going to find out, what's Roy rustling up?
What is Roy rustling up?
So we get him on the line now, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Roy.
Oh, puss.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Well, here we go, straight to it. What are you washing up this week?
Well, this week, boys, I am making ravioli.
Ravioli?
Freshly made, of course.
What's the filling?
Mushroom and spinach, of course.
Oh, nice. A bit of ricotta?
No.
No ricotta cheese, no?
No ricotta, no, boss. No.
All right, then.
If I was going to use ricotta, I would say ricotta, wouldn't I?
You would.
I'm using mushroom and spinach.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Mushroom and spinach, ravioli, no ricotta.
It sounds absolutely delicious, Roy.
Thank you, boss.
Thank you very much, and we'll catch up with you again next week for another...
next week in the kitchen, boss.
...mouth-watering treat from Roy Hodgson. Right, Al. Should we do our predictions or should we do the BMAC quiz? What do you want to do, Al? You decide.
Let's do the quiz.
Oh, we're gonna do the Les Dawson BMAC quiz, ladies and gentlemen.
You pick a joke, you say it.
So
you can read, I can.
I'm not even gonna read, I'm just gonna pick one. Here we go. Phone's gone. Get that repaired, screen repair, son.
That's my Samsung Galaxy S4 Plus, S8 Plus.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm not going to give you a free one, son.
You never know. Well, they do, mate. Don't they give you free ones? Don't they send you your free phones yet?
No, you've had them all, have you?
Never mind.
They've only got your address. When we set up the limit of the company, I think we used this as the office,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, yeah.
So they must come here.
Everything comes here, yeah.
But anyway, yes, it is the world famous Les Dawson Beer Mat Quiz. Al, you are, of course, the 3-time winner. I've only won it once. Reigning champ.
Reigning, undisputed, heavyweight champion of the world. From me. Yes. Alex, fucking boom, boom, smoke. 2-time in a row.
Yeah, really, yeah.
3-time. World champion.
3-time world champion. I've won it once, Al.
Yeah, we're on, but one against 3.
Yeah, like, we'll change all that this series. Don't worry about that.
I'm like Lance Armstrong of pub quiz.
You fucking off your tits, who's that?
No, I've got one ball.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
We carry on, son, with the quotation.
Sorry, you're gone now, son.
Come on.
Right, here we go. Now, yes, we are the Les Dawson BMAC quiz, so we read a joke from the Les Dawson joke book each week before we start our famous quiz.
Yes.
Because, he's a legendary 80s and 70s comedian, ladies and gentlemen. So, here we go.
And 90s,
yes. Early 90s, you can call that, yeah. I had a very strict upbringing. I wasn't allowed in the house till I was 8. Al didn't like that one. Al didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
No. I'm not saying my mother didn't like me, but she kept looking for loopholes on my birth certificate.
Didn't like that one.
No.
Terrible.
We'll keep going. I'll keep going, sir. Mother ran the house like clockwork. Everything we had was on tick. No?
No.
You're not tickling yet, son?
No, because your accent's terrible.
Eh?
You can't understand what you say. You can't look at me. Well, it's nice to keep a cake and a cup of tea.
Let me change my head, son.
Oh, that's Sally. Let me finger you. Let me give you a word on special.
Right, there you go.
Welcome, everyone, on the podcast. That's people say it. You cannot have words on gummage in 2017.
You can. Don't worry about that. Anyway, that's the fun and games over. Let's get to the serious business of the quiz. The Baymax quiz is called so because we use Baymax. Simple as that.
Yeah.
The basic premise is we have
not actually just like you Bordentons bean map.
Oh, no.
Quiz questions quiz printed questions. On these.
We've had exclusively printed.
Sometimes you get pubs who'll have the pub quiz.
Yes, they'll be out there. You'll yeah. find them. You'll
like
find
these,
them.
Like these, look.
There'll be...
Star Wars ones, these are.
They're Star Wars ones, but O'Driscoll's, for example, exclusively, BMAC quiz.
Yes. They've actually BMAC's. Got the old questions in the quizzes.
From the Series 1.
Yes, yeah,
Series Everyone 1. Signed. If you find them, get them on
Everyone
eBay.
Everyone signed.
Get them on eBay. But yes, we do so because like I said we've got an unlimited number of BMAs each with a question on each. We will pick one each and ask the other question. Hope you get yours right and hope they get theirs wrong. I'll pick a card, any card.
Thank you very much.
Have you got your card?
I don't know, I got my card.
Don't show anyone, don't show anyone. I don't remember that. Put it back in the pack. Here we go.
Seeing that I'm the reigning undisputed heavyweight champion.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to answer the question first.
Okay.
Right, we skipped about this earlier.
Oh, right.
Alan Shearer has scored 260 Premier League goals.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Les Ferdinand
has
scored 149 Premier League goals for six different clubs. Can you name them six clubs?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Six clubs.
Six.
How is this fair? I've got to give you six answers. How is this fair?
No. It's not hard, is it? Come on, you know,
right.
Three of them off.
Right, wait a minute now. Let's go. QPR.
QPR, one.
Right, Newcastle.
Two.
Fucking hell.
You know, all you have to do is think of what clubs he played for in the Premier League.
Well, I know that.
No, it's only six.
Only six.
Only six.
Fucking hell, Al. Right, QPR, Newcastle, West Ham.
Yes. Missing one, a huge one here, son. Can't believe you're not picking this one.
QPR, Newcastle, West Ham, Tottenham.
Yes. That's four. Two more. Two more.
Come on now.
It's actually the last two clubs he played for. Scored 29. Appeared in 29 games. Scored 12 goals for one of them.
Absolutely ridiculous this is. Six fucking answers. Absolutely ridiculous. Huh? How is this fair?
He's bitter, people. He's bitter.
How is it? No one out there will think this is fair now, right?
No people out there. Have you? God damn, that's a good question.
It is. They wonder how it all fit on one beer, man. That's what they wonder. Must be double sided, son.
Small font, don't they, Ted?
Fuck off, man. I'm just guessing now. Got to guess, aren't I?
Okay. Guess two.
Blackburn.
Yeah.
Was it?
What's the last one?
Oh, fucking exciting, isn't it? Exciting now. Now, I got five. I think you should give me a clue.
Five.
Is it a London club?
No, it's not a London club.
Right.
Like, Blackburn is not a London club.
No, I know that. I've already got Blackburn. The last one, I'm on about. Oh, right. Let's have a guess. Have a guess now. Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
Yeah.
So you've gone for QPR, Newcastle, Spurs, West Ham, Blackburn, and Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got it wrong. It's QPR, Newcastle, Spurs, West Ham,
Leicester City.
Fucking Leicester.
Played 29 games.
Leicester
scored
City.
12 goals. And in the 2004-2005 season, he played 12 games for Bolton.
Of course he did.
And he scored one goal.
Of course he did.
See, not so hard, is it? Bolton! Michael Bolton!
Six answers.
So that is no points. No points.
Six fucking answers. What a joke of a beam out that is. Right, here we go, Al. Here's yours. Are you ready, son? To go 1-0 up in a series. Fucking been here before. Right, here we go. Who was the only player to make it to double figures for both goals and assists last season? Eden Hazard, Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Alexis Sanchez.
Double figures.
For both goals and assists last season. Hazard, Kane, Alli, Sanchez.
I'm going to go for either Kane or Alli.
Kane or Alli?
Kane. No, I'm going for Dele Alli.
Dele Alli. Alexis Sanchez. Unlucky.
Never thought I wouldn't have gone for that one.
I would have went with Alli. I would have went with Alli. Because I know he scored about 17, 18 goals last season.
Yeah, he's got a lot of assists, hasn't he?
Him and Kane link up well.
Well, so that's a good start of the new...
0-0.
0-0.
I'm happy with that. I'll keep it like that until episode 10, son. Episode 10.
Right, predictions.
Predictions. Go on in, our league winner, son.
Man United.
Man United. I go with Man
United. Well, let's write it down. Put him in our Les Dawson dropper.
We will.
And at the end of the season...
Go on in.
We'll see who's spot on.
All right, then. Right, then.
Right in, right then.
Winner.
Top four and relegation, yeah?
Top four and relegation.
Oh, and you just put down...
What?
God, so you messed up there, son.
No, you just gone for the winner, Man United, there, huh?
Yeah, you're using too much paper there. You could have gone Al, Ash.
Oh, that's all right,
son. And then go 1, 2, 3, 4, 18,
19, 20. That's all right. This bit of paper is going to be gone for the rest of the season now, so we don't need to worry about
that. Well, you know, I don't like people wasting paper. Use the whole page. You used to study art, son. You should know.
Right, son.
Man United, Man City, Tottenham.
Tottenham Hotspurs.
And Chelsea fourth.
Chelsea fourth.
That's what I'm going to see.
That's who you're going for, is it?
That's what I'm going for. See.
I will go, now I tell you what I'll go. I'm torn here, see.
With what, Natalie Imbruglia?
Yeah, I'm a little late. I really think Manu and Jose is just going to be so strong this season. He's got the players he wanted in this summer. But I really believe Spurs are going to push hard.
You think Spurs are going to win the league?
They're going to push so hard. They really are. They just... The only thing, if they can get this so-called Wembley hoodoo out of their system early doors, they are going to be flying. It's
Bob. Apparently Barry Fry's over there helping him.
He's pissing in the corners.
He's pissing in the corners, yeah.
I'll piss in the corners. But it's only that... It's just, if they were wide out lane, I'd have gone for Spurs ahead of Man United, I think. But I just think there's going to be one or two teams who are just going to give that little extra because they're playing at Wembley. I just think it's going to hold Spurs back. Just that. So I think Man U as well will pip Spurs to the title. So I will go Man United. Top four now. Man United to win it. I'll go Spurs, Man City... And fourth place, see, Chelsea is a tricky one because you look at the uncertainty surrounding Conte, and but then you think, like we discussed before we recorded, I mean, they had a dodgy spell at the start of last season, and then they just went on that 10-11 game run, winning every game, wouldn't it? And they were just, once they got ahead, they stayed ahead. Exactly, so... I don't think Liverpool will do it unless they sort out their defence majorly, no, so that's not going to happen. Arsenal, it's all about if he can keep a happy ship. I think Everton are going to come close. It's just, I think Everton are going to come close, see. I tell you what, just to mix it up and have a surprise, I'm going to go Everton.
He's going for Everton, ladies and gentlemen.
To sneak in fourth. I am. I just fancy them. I think it's going to have a solid defence. I think with Rooney, they're going to get goals, both assists through him. and goals from himself. I just think, yeah, I just think they're just going to sneak it. I think they're going to be one of the best defence of the season, along with the Spurs, for me. So, yeah, I just think that's going to be a surprise. I just want one surprise this season. I want it to be that, simple as that.
Who's your so, three to go down?
Three to go down. I put it there. I'll go there. Yeah. Right.
See if we pay it now, I'll say.
Right. Three to go down. I am going to go...
Do me a favour, though. Put a line down there, sir.
Oh, fucking hell.
There we go.
Right. Three to go down. Here we go. I'm going to go for Brighton.
Did I say that?
Down. I'm gonna go for Brighton.
Yeah.
I just, like I said, technically good side.
You reckon Hove Albion will stay up?
I think they'll just peep up, but Brighton will go. Right. Whether they disband after that, I don't know, son. That's the thing, isn't it? And they'll have decisions to make at the end of the season. Like we said, alluded to earlier, technically sound players, just wonder if they got enough pace up the top end of the pitch to trouble enough teams this season. So I've got Brighton there. I'm thinking of Palace, but I think De Boer will turn it around once they know his system. So I'm going to go Huddersfield, Brighton Huddersfield, two that come up. And my last team will be Stoke. I think, I love Hughesy as a manager, but I think he's taken Stoke as far as he can. He's lost Arnautovic. I know he brought in Indies Martin, who was there on loan last season. Butland's back, so maybe that will help them a bit. You know what I mean? They always say a very good keeper will get you 10 points at least in a season. But I just think it's up front, they're well short compared to other teams.
Yeah.
And other similar teams around them, not just the top teams around them. I mean, you've got Mama Baba Diop, whatever his fucking name is, just doesn't score enough.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't score enough. Arnautovic was gone, of course. Massive infrastructure. I mean, they got Crouch there. He's not going to bang in, you know, 20 goals, is he? So they just haven't. They're short of that real top quality up front. So that's my three. Sam, who's your three?
Well, almost the same. Brighton, Huddersfield, and I actually going for Palace.
You're going for Palace.
When you said Palace, I'm like, oh, the bastard is going the same as me. But I fancy Palace for the drop. They've been there now a couple of seasons.
Yeah, as we know, we all know.
Over and around.
If it weren't Big Sam, they'd have gone last season.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Anyone else who come in
would have. So I reckon the Crystal, the Palace.
The Palace. I think, I tell you what, I think they won't be far off, but it's all about if they get into De Boer's philosophy.
Do you know, I don't think De Boer will be there after Christmas.
No?
No, I got a funny feeling.
Palace, I mean, we've seen in the past, Palace as well, they're not afraid to just get rid of the manager.
Yeah.
If he's not, you know. So, no, it wouldn't surprise me. But, yeah, so.
So that's our predictions. We both go for Man United to win the league.
Yes.
And we both have Brighton.
Brighton and Huddersfield to go down.
And we both reckon Hove Albion will stay up.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that'd be interesting to see. I'll put him in Les Dawson. Put him away. Put him away. So,
like a script, didn't you, son?
Yeah. Oh, spear. Oh, don't tell him it's scripted, man, for fuck's sake.
Well, only that pet.
Yeah. Can't remember that. But yes, as we said earlier, of course, check out. We'll actually have a competition now soon.
Oh, yes, go on, son, crack on. Hold this.
Yeah, so check out, obviously, well, like we said before, v2football.com, all the other podcasts, artthefootball.com, our competition launcher with them on our Twitter. Ooh,
should we have, before we put it away,
go on.
First manager be sacked.
Oh. Go on, we'll announce this and then we'll do it, son. We'll finish on a bombshell.
All right, then.
Like Top Gear used to, son. Like Top Gear.
We'll put it down there.
Don't put it away yet.
Put a line through there now. Oh, put it down there as well.
Don't put it away yet. Right. So, yeah, as we've said, check out our Twitter at Ash and Al Podcast. There'll be a tweet on there to enter the Art of Football competition, which you can win the print of your choice from their website. So you just have to retweet and follow us if you don't already. To enter that competition, and another competition we said for iPhone or iPad game called Soccer Agent, where you are a soccer agent, a football agent. Basically, you've got to find sign these youngsters up to your agency. You know, a bit of fun. You can do some shady deals if you want, here, there, and everywhere. You know what I mean? It's one of the games I've played it.
Back of the hand job. Harry Redknapp.
Yeah, I've done about 30-40 years now on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
About a billionaire.
It's one of them games, you know, if you're just sitting there doing nothing, you can just load it up and just flick through a couple of seasons like that, you know what I mean, on the toilet or on the bus, you know what I mean?
Is it for Android?
I'm not sure yet. I know it's, obviously I've got iPhones, so it's on iPhone and iPad.
Can I just stop
you? So
it's
for a free copy of that anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just stop you? Ladies and gentlemen, I officially won the South Africa.
Yes! Get it!
But only £9.60.
Oh, bargain, sir. Absolute bargain. He was willing to go to £16.10, ladies and gentlemen. We all know that. We all knew it as soon as he said the postage. But yes, let's get back to this game. Soccer Age, I mean, I played it. It's just a great, one of them great little games you can just flick through, just to while away a few minutes when you're waiting somewhere. You know, you build up your little business, go through the levels, move to sort of different buildings, upgrade your building, get more footballers on your books, get them new contracts, get them sponsorship. It's just a fun little game, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing,
just a fun little game.
Nothing too serious, which you don't want. Just a fun game you can just flick through whenever you're bored and got a few minutes. So I'd highly recommend it for football fans out there. And like I said, you can win a free copy. Again, go on our Twitter at Ash and Al Podcast, and there'll be another tweet on there with that competition. Follow that, retweet that, follow us if you don't already. And Ash, you entered, ladies and gentlemen, kicking off the season with two competitions. You can't get better than this. We peaked too soon now. We peaked already. Right, come on then. One more prediction from us each. First manager of the season to be sacked. Al, who do you think?
Well, I reckon. Antonio Conte.
Antonio Conte.
Closely followed by Frank de Boer.
You can't have two.
Then Sullivan Pletch. I'm going to name every manager who gets sacked this season.
Right, you're going for Conte. I don't know what we're doing now, these columns are.
Oh, you see, you fucked it up, haven't you?
Right, let me have a quick think about this now.
Right, see, you should have put it there. Should have put it there.
I know, I should have. Although I think Stoke are going to go down, I don't think they're going to sack him.
No.
Especially not first. Especially not the first man to go. See, I'm leaning, I'm with you. I think Conte could well be one of the first to go. But I go different, just to mix it up, Mal. I will go for... Let's have a think. Let's have a think. Who shall I go for? I am going to actually surprise a few people and say Eddie Howe.
Really?
Yeah. I just think the money is spent. They're going to want... I know they've been patient with him, and what he's done for the club is fantastic. But if they get in trouble early doors... For the money they spent and the money that's available now in the Premier League, the owners, like I say, it's easy for the owners to get so twitchy and just, they need to change things. And I just think the money is spent. The amount of goals they conceded last season was absolutely shocking.
We'll lock that in and we'll open that.
So, yeah, the season. There we go.
See, we won.
There we go. So that, ladies and gentlemen,
concludes
the first episode of the Ash and Al Premier League podcast. And, yeah, so we'll be back next week. We'll be back next week,
Al. There's only one thing else to say now, son.
Have a good week.
And be lucky.